proclamation number 6719 dated the December 20th, 1956. I came into the world. Single quote. All angels in heaven praise and glorify me for having descended to earth in order to redeem the human race. Not until the soul enters the spiritual kingdom will it recognize what act of love I accomplished for you, for as soon as it is enlightened it can witness everything and therefore also grasp the full significance of my descent, my act of salvation, and in its love and feeling of gratitude it will only ever give thanks and sing its praises to the Savior of humanity, Jesus Christ, whom it now recognizes as its God and Father of eternity and, in ardent love, is devoted to him forever. Only a loving heart can assess the depth of my love and mercy which made me descend to earth into a world of hatred and unkindness. But people suffered tremendous spiritual hardship for they were gagged by my adversary who had complete control over them, who had deprived them of all freedom and from whom they would have been unable to release themselves without help. I saw the futile struggle of people who still had a living faith in a God and Creator and to whom they therefore called in their distress. I had already informed them long before through seers and prophets of the Messiah's appearance, and with anxious need they waited for this Messiah because they still believed in me. And thus I sent the Savior from above to them. I sent my Son to earth in order to subsequently take abode in him, in order to speak to them myself, in order to reveal myself to them and to mature their hearts so that they would learn to recognize me and understand how I wanted to help them escape their adversity. For their thinking, too, was still far too worldly. They, too, only regarded me as a savior from earthly adversity because they did not recognize their spiritual hardship, but this alone motivated me to descend to earth. And so I first had to prepare their souls through my teaching. I had to encourage and admonish them to live a life of love and exemplify such a life of love myself, so that they thereby also gained more knowledge which then enabled them to understand and appreciate the greatest act of divine love. Although my descent to earth certainly took place quite naturally, it was nevertheless associated with miraculous side effects which soon granted those, whose hearts were not entirely devoid of love, bright illumination as to who had come into the world in the infant Jesus. My boundless love and mercy had sought a path to win my lost living creations back again, and in Jesus, the human being, I walked this path myself. Although it was extremely sorrowful and bitter, it nevertheless brought deliverance to the enslaved human race. It brought them salvation from Satan's power. It brought those of you back to me again who wanted to find redemption. I myself came to earth, but I was unable to appear in my power and glory, which would have completely consumed you. For this reason I came inconspicuously into the world in an infant, which was and remained a shell for me until the act of salvation had been accomplished, for I myself took the path across the earth in the human being Jesus. I became human for love of you, my living creations, in order to help you return again to your God and Father of eternity. Amen.